Okay, let's do this. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I am your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Coming up in the second hour, I've got music on the way from the Yeahs, Ezra Furman, Hines, new music from Stereolab. I've got Blonde Redhead on the way. But we're going to kick off the second hour with music from an independent singer-songwriter whose music can move from sparkly, shiny, soft piano pop to music that has a bit more of a beat. I am talking about the talented Leah Isis right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah. just when we discover that we need each other. Here our lives keep pulling us away. Now we're both so unstable at the kitchen table. Because the point is that I see, it's not just me. The point is that you feel my company. I don't wanna say goodbye, guess I'll see you. And my screen is vibrating. It's not just me.
The otherworldly pop duo Let's Eat Grandma with their song It's Just Not Me. That comes from the band's album I'm All Ears. Before Let's Eat Grandma is a musician who's really caught my ear this year. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again because I feel like it bears repeating. And I think it also makes for great radio conversation. Here's a question for you. For this middle, we're talking about the artist we heard in the middle. Here's the question. Should you judge an album by its cover? Well, obviously, no. But let's be honest. I was already sold on German, Australian producer Hachiku when I saw them posing under a pile of Care Bears. And then when I actually listened to the new album, The Joys of Being Pure at Heart, I was even more knocked over when I heard it was shimmering queer indie pop with orchestral touches. Again, their name is Hachiku. The album is called The Joys of Being Pure at Heart. They released it back in February. You can find it on Bandcamp. You'll find links to Hachiku on our social media pages. Kicking off the second hour, it is independent singer-songwriter Leah Isis with her song Magic. That comes from her album, Isis. All right, let's keep things going. Speaking of new music this year, making music for over 30 years now, Stereolab proved to be one of indie rock's most distinctive, influential acts. Well, after a 15-year break, Stereolab's latest album, called Instant Holograms on Metal Film, is an uplifting call to action that pushes the band's legacy forward. So right now it is new music from Stereolab here on Girly So Groovy.
Request blown.
experimental trio Blonde Redhead, a band whose artfully noisy rock and mysterious bittersweet pop are united by a darkly romantic cinematic outlook. We heard Equus. It's the closing track to the band's album Misery is a Butterfly. Starting that set off, it is new music from Stereo Lab after a 15-year hiatus. They are back with a new album, Instant Holograms, on Metal Film. We heard the song Melody is a Wound from Stereo Lab, and Attention, Girly So Groovy listeners who catch Girly So Groovy either in the Chicago area or in the Vancouver area, Stereo Lab will be coming through your parts of the world. For tour dates and more information, go to their website, stereolab.co.uk. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour of the show. I've got music on the way from Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Ezra Furman. But up next, it is a band that we have been playing on heavy rotation here ever since the release of their latest album. Last autumn, it was September, when Heinz released their latest album, Viva Hands. Now, Heinz is a band that started over 10 years ago. They started out as a noisy Spanish garage pop quartet coming from Madrid. Well, four albums later, they released Viva Heinz, and Heinz now finds themselves stripped back to just a duo, no longer a quartet. And kind of in some ways by stripping back, it gave them a more stripped down, loose, and scrappier sound. So here we go. Heinz for some indie rock fun up next here on Girly So Groovy.